Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading some words with some blends, and we're going to practice reading fluently. That means reading like we're talking, not like robots. But before we do all that, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always color or write something at the end. Let's get started. Find a pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to use crayons for the rest of the activity. If you look at number one, you're going to see a sentence and then a picture of a crab. If you look at the sentence, there are circles underneath the words. We are going to call those circles or bubbles, just for fun. So first, let's look at the picture. It's a big old crab. Let's color the crab red. Find a red crayon. Any kind of red will work. And let's color the crab. Now, I want you to think about the word crab. I'm going to sound it out for you. Crab. Crab. There are two letters in the beginning before we get to our vowel, k, r. And when you put the k and the r together, you blend it together and you get kr, krab. That's called a blend with an R blend. That's what that's called because we have the C, k, and then the R, r, krab. I am almost finished coloring my crab. I'm doing his little eyelids. I'm thinking our sentence, because we're drawing or coloring a picture of a crab, that our sentence is going to be about an octopus. Don't you think that? No? What do you think our sentence is going to be about? Yeah, me too. A crab. Hold on to your red crayon. In the sentence, let's look for the word crab. Remember, we're going to blend it together. Crab. Can you find the word crab? Is it the first word, second? Yes, it's the last word. See it? C-R-A-B. Let's color that circle underneath the word crab red. We'll make it match our crab. Red crab, red circle. And then go ahead and put down your red crayon. Let's practice reading this sentence. I notice next to the word crab, there's an exclamation mark, which means we're really excited or surprised or maybe a little mad or a little bit yelly. So point to the circles under the words and I'll read it for you first. Here we go. You point to the words when I say them. This is a big crab. I was excited. Let's do it again. Point to the circles. I'll read the words. This is a big crab. Okay, let's all do it. Everybody points, everybody reads. Ready, begin. This is a big crab. And one more time. Ready, begin. This is a big crab. Yeah, that is a big crab, actually. All right, let's scoot down to number two. Oh, look. He's pulling a rabbit out of his hat. He's doing a magic trick. A magic trick. Let's color his hair black. Find a black crayon. Let's color his hair black. So trick. 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 He is doing a magic trick. While you're holding onto your black crayon, let's color the hat black too. Trick. Trick. It has an R blend just like crab, but instead of crab, it's trick. There's that R. Trick. Let's color the bunny rabbit pink. Can you find a pink crayon? Let's color the bunny rabbit pink. It's just his little head and his ears sticking out. Trick. Has an R blend also. Trick. Do you hear that R? We put the T and the R together. Trick. All right, put down that pink crayon and let's color the boy's blue tie. His bow tie blue. Let's color his bow tie blue. I said blue tie because I wanted to color it blue. All right, hold on to your blue crayon and let's look for the word trick. Trick. Look for the word in the sentence. Trick. You see it? It's the last word. It has a T and then the letter R because it's an R blend. Let's color the bubble under the word trick blue, like the bow tie, like the blue tie. Color that blue. Trick. And then if you look next to the word trick, do you see a question mark? Go ahead and put down your blue crayon. It's a question sentence. So we're going to use a voice that sounds like a question. We're not going to use a robot voice. We're going to use a question voice. So you point to the circles under the words, and I'll read it to you first. Here we go. Point to the words. Will he do a trick? It's a question. Let's do it again. Will he do a trick? Well, look at him. He pulled the rabbit out of the hat. We can answer the question. Yes, yes, he did. Let's all read and all point. Ready, begin. Will he do a trick? And last time, one more time. Ready, begin. Will he do a trick? Yes, he will. Let's go down to number three. Do you see the grass? Let's color that grass. Green. Any kind of a green crayon will work. Regular green, dark green, light green. Let's talk about grass. 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 Do you hear an R blend in the word grass? Grr. Yes, there's an R. First we have g and then we have r. And we blend them together and we get grass. Grass. It's kind of like we're growling. Grass. So we had crab, and then we had trick, and now we have grass. These all have an R blend. And we are coloring the grass green. What do you think our sentence is going to be about if we are coloring grass? Do you think it's going to be about pizza? No, it's a picture clue. Our sentence is going to be about grass. Take 2 more seconds for that green grass. 2, 1, okay. Hang on to your green crayon. Let's look for the word grass in our sentence. Grass. Grass. Do you see it? It's the second word. G-R-A-S-S. Let's bubble that one. Green. Fill in the bubble under the word grass and make it green. Now don't put your crayon down. Do you see another R blend? Grrr. Do you see another one? Yes, at the end it says green. Green, G-R-E-E-N. Let's color that bubble green. The word is green and now we're coloring the bubble green. So we have 2 bubbles that are filled. Grass. And green. Go ahead and put down your green crayon. Get out your pointer finger. I hope you brought it today. You point to the circles and I'll read the sentence. It has a period. That means it's a telling sentence. I'm just going to tell you something. Ready? You point, I'll read. The grass is green. Just telling you. Let's do it again. The grass is green. This time read it with me all together. Ready? Begin. The grass is green. 1 more time. Ready, begin. The grass is green. Very nice. So the grass is green. We just said it. We just talked about it. All right, let's move down to number 4. Do you see the boy? There's an arrow and it's pointing at his freckles. I have freckles too. It's true. All right, let's color his hair. Brown. By the way, this person right here that we're coloring his hair brown, this is Fred. Let's listen to the word Fred. Fred. And do you hear what I hear? Fred. Do you hear the letter R? Yes, this word Fred is an R blend also. Fred. Fred has freckles. Freckles. That's an R blend too. F. R. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's color the arrow brown also. Fill in the arrow brown. It's pointing to Fred's Freckles. I think our sentence is going to be about Fred and his freckles. Yeah? Okay, hang on to your brown crayon. Let's look for the word Fred. 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 Yes, it's the very first word. Capital F-R-E-D. Color that bubble under Fred brown. Fill in that circle. There's one more. We're looking for freckles. Freckles. Do you see it in the sentence? Look for fur. Yep, F-R-E-C-K-L-E-S. That's a big long word. It says freckles. Color that circle brown also. Freckles. Okay, put down your brown crayon. You get out your pointer finger. You just had it, so I hope you still have it. You point to the circles under the words, and I'll read it to you. I see that there's a period, so it's another telling sentence. Ready? Fred has freckles. There, I told you something. Read it with me. Everybody together, it's only three words. Ready? Fred has freckles. One last time. Fred has freckles. Fred has freckles. We read it just like we're talking. We should not sound like a robot. And when we read it like we're talking, it's fluent. We're reading it fluently. Let's move on to number 5. There's a pretty dress there. Let's make the bow and the belt right there around the middle. Let's make that purple, just the bow and the belt. Purple, the ribbon belt. Let's make that purple. And then you can put down your purple crayon. And let's color the rest of the dress yellow. So dress, let's talk about the word dress. Dress, dress. Do you hear dress? I do too. Dress. Do you hear R? Yes, it's an R blend. So we can have cr, we can have tr, we can have gr, we can have fr, and now we're going to have dress. D-R. Okay, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's look for the word dress. We're looking for that word with the R, the D-R, for the blend. Dress. Yes, it's the last word. Do you see it in the sentence? D-R-E-S-S. Let's color that circle under the word dress yellow. Excellent. All right, put down your yellow crayon. You know what to do. Point your finger. I'll read it to you. You point to the word, the bubbles or the words, and there's a period. So it's a telling sentence. Here we go. You point, I'll read. She has a new dress. We're just talking. We're reading it fluently. She has a new dress. Okay, everybody together. You read it and I'll read it. Ready? Go. She has a new dress. One more time. She has a new dress. Excellent. Okay, last one. Move down to the present. I love presents, don't you? Okay, let's color the present, the bow, and the little stripe in the middle. Do you see that little stripe in the middle going down the present? Let's color the bow and the stripe orange. Any kind of orange will work. So this is a present. Let's think about the word present. Present. Do you hear it? Yes, it has an R blend. What letter's first before the R? Present. Yep, the letter P. Okay, so bow is orange, and the stripe going down the middle of the present is orange too. Then put down your orange crayon, and let's do the box blue. Any kind of blue will work. We'll color the box blue. Present has an R blend. It's a P and then the letter R. And we're coloring a present, so I'm pretty sure this sentence is going to be about my birthday. What do you think? Or is it going to be about a present for my birthday? Maybe. It's not my birthday, so maybe not. All right, hold on to your blue crayon. Let's look for the word present in the sentence. Present. We're looking for that. Yes, did you find it? It's 1, 2, 3, 4 words over. It's spelled P-R-E-S-E-N-T. See, it has the P-R. Let's bubble that blue. Color the bubble under the word present blue. Now, if you look at that sentence, it ends with an exclamation mark, which means we're super excited or upset or yelling. You point to the bubbles. I'll read it for you first, and then we'll practice it. Ready? I got a present for you. Yay! Instead of a birthday present for me, it's for you. So I'm super excited. Let's read it again. I'll read you point. I got a present for you. Let's all do it together. Ready? Begin. I got a present for you. We're excited. We're reading it fluently last time. No robots. Ready? I got a present for you. Yes. Boys and girls, we did it. You worked on words with R blends. You worked on reading fluently. You followed directions. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.